The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 29 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update posted October 28. An outbreak declared on October 15 at Mill Creek Long-Term Care Home in Southend Barrie was reported over, but has since been relisted as active. The health unit cited ongoing developments as the reason the outbreak was made active again. There are fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases associated with the outbreak to date. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Barrie, 19, 6 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 7 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 4 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link. 6 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and 9 cases are still under investigation. Springwater, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Innisfil, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and 1 is still under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Orillia, 2, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. Remara, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Issa, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Penetanguishene, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is outbreak related. New Tecumseth, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is under investigation. Included in the new cases reported today are 17 unvaccinated, 2 partially vaccinated, and 10 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 166 active cases in the region. 9 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,971 cases of COVID-19 with 13,541 of those cases recovered and 264 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, the deaths include fewer than 5 people who were fully vaccinated, and 7 people who were partially vaccinated. More than 72% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 76% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 19 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 29 and October 23. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. There are outbreaks at 2 Barrie schools, including Portage View Elementary School, 2 cases, and Assakeenik Public School, 5 cases. The outbreaks were declared October 21 and 22 respectively. There are now 23 cases associated with an outbreak at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil, with the outbreak declared October 15. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 28. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 225,222 the 1st of October 17,1898.66% Barrie 4,613.4 433,124 the 1st of October 27.3, 00782.9%, Bradford WG 2253-2211-38 October 27, 5161-80.3%, Clearview 152-143-5 October 24, 1175.4%, Collingwood 282-277-3-1 October 24, 1143-91%, ESA 564-552-5-2 October 27, 2340-85.7%, Innisfil 1379-1333 the 19th of October 27, 3345-76.3%, Midland 218212 the 6th of September 26, 1191-86%, New Tecumseth 1662-1635-18 the 1st of October 27, 3925-79.5%, Aurelia 374-360-9 October 27, 1206-89.4%, Oro Medant 258-248-6-1 October 19, 1106-93.3%, Penetanguishene 231-205-8 October 26, 2397-88.5%, Ramara 130126 the 1st of October 27 1234-69%, Severn 928831 October 9th 6 20 64%, Springwater 329316 the 2nd of October 25 1530 89.7%, Tay 132129 the 3rd of September 24 1177 89.4%, Tiny 151149 2 October 19 1125 76.1%, Wasaga Beach 315 307 5 1 October 25 1329 83.9%, Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.